Good afternoon, morning, or night, wherever your game is from. My name is Frank, and this is my first time doing a podcast in general, so bear with me. Now, I guess I'll start with the introduction of what my podcast will be about. Pretty much just whatever interests me. From wrestling, video games, pop culture, comic books, old cartoons, you name it. I'll probably be taking suggestions and then researching said suggestions and trying to incorporate them into further episodes. For today's episode, though, I'm going to be talking about a old cartoon. Well, not really that old, but the cartoon itself is Courage the Cowardly Dog. Now, the thing about this cartoon is, as a kid, I loved it. Of course, I was only 6 years old, so I didn't really understand what the hell I was watching. I just saw a pink corgi, pink dog, and I was like, I'm in. But now, watching that as an adult, I wondered to myself, what was going through my mind back then? Or how did my parents even let me watch this as a kid? Now, to be exact, I'm going to be talking about the first season, because for those that don't know, Courage the Cowardly Dog is a 4-season show, and has an overall 50 episodes, so it's like give or take 10 to 12 episodes per season. Now, I'll be talking mainly about season 1, since this is a 4-part series, technically. We're going to be talking about his first season enemies. Now, by enemies, I mean pretty much the monsters that he has to deal with, trying to survive them, and so on for the first season. Now, let's begin with episode 1, being 2 episodes, actually. It's 30 minutes, but it's 15 minutes for the first part, and then second part. So, season 1, episode 1. The title of the show is split between A Night at the Cat's Motel and Cajun Granny Stew. Now, in the title, we fear up our first enemy. His name is Cats. He's pretty much a red cat. Well, yeah, he's a red cat. He pretty much has an ominous vibe already in himself. The thing is, it starts off with Courage, Eustace, and Muriel driving late at night. They need a place to stay, so they decided to stay at a hotel. The closest one was Cat's Motel. So they pretty much checked in everything. However, there was a sign that says no dogs allowed. So Either way, the man ties poor Courage up and leaves him outside, and then scares the pup. Now, Cats, I'm going to try my best to describe him. He's pretty much think a cat standing on 2 legs, very skinny arms. He has some belly to him. Whiskers, overall red with some purple stripes, purple nose, pointy ears. For those that want to search them up, you can search them up on Google. It's K-A-T-Z. Then Courage the Cowardly Dog, and you'll get a better picture. Either way, I'm diverging. Overall, looking at this character, scare factor, I give him a 3. 3 out of 5. That's how I'm going to be ranking him. Because the thing is, when we are shown him, he's not really scary looking. However, he does have a hint of, yo, this guy, I don't really trust him. He has an ominous vibe to him. Either way, later on in the episode, we'll find out that this guy has an obsession with spiders. I'm talking, he keeps them as pets and pretty much feeds people to his pet spiders. Yeah. even dog soup. Now I'm saying this because in that episode, Courage would sneak in because Muriel, the actual good owner, would need help. He went to get cats and found out the dude had a ton of spiders in his back room. Yeah. Apparently, I don't know what he's got with spiders. It's like a weird obsession. But later on in that part of the episode, they would play a game. I don't know really what's the name of it. It's pretty much where a guy would throw a ball to a wall. Then it would bounce back. Then the other person would hit the ball back. And it would go back and forth. Whoever let the ball fly out will pretty much lose the game. And while cats pretty much beat Courage at that game, I mean, it was unfair in the first place because Cats was using a Batman racket and Courage was using his tiny paws. And I mean tiny. Think baby hands, tiny. And that's the thing. Courage was not even a pup. He looks like a pup, but he's more 10, I think. I'd say 10 human years, which I don't really know how much that would be in dog years, given he's a certain dog breed and each one is different. But Courage lost. Cats just destroyed him in the game. So that was pretty much difficult to beat him. That was a 4. Because honestly, take a regular person, put him in Courage's place, or maybe give him a Batman racket as well. You could probably see the number go down to like 2 or 3. Because Cats did use his tail on the episode, like an extra limb. So there's that. Then how about the dude was staring at a magazine while playing against Courage in one scene of that fight? Cool. Yeah, I guess you could say fight. So 4 out of 5 on the difficulty to beat scale for that episode. But then how badly Plock came into helping? I will say this, Cats was pretty much choking Courage. Well, no. Held him down while he had a spider in his hand, ready to, you know, let the spider eat. But then Muriel, who somehow got rid of her own spider trouble, because she was taking a shower when a spider came out of the shower head, she somehow dealt with it, throwing it away. She came out of nowhere and would use Cat's own Batman racket to destroy the dude. Now, I know you're asking, where was Eustace in all of this? The dude fell asleep. I kid you not, fell asleep. A spider cocooned him in webs, leaving the head out. Then the dude's been asleep this whole time. Dude's a heavy sleeper. I kid you not. Then we go on to the second part of the episode, being Cajun Granny Stew. Starts off simple. Muriel is out at the park with Courage. They're having a good time. But then we will be introduced to our enemy for that episode, being the Cajun Fox, I guess you could call him, because he is a fox. Now, overall, when I first looked at this guy, his character, he was more comedic. I mean, he was really comedic. He's pretty much a fox. He's a fox wearing big goofy glasses. He's got the orange color. He looks like Cats, except orange, the tip, in ears and nose. His tail is more like a fox tail, fluffy and everything. And his accent just makes him funny as hell. He doesn't really seem like an enemy that's really that dangerous. In which, watching the episode further, you would think more of Wile E. Coyote than anything would be the best way to describe this dude. So in terms of fear, he's pretty much number 1 to 2. Pretty much, like, I'd give him more of a 1.2 on the scale of scary. Because those glasses, his overall nature, it's just funny as hell. Now, like the title says, Cajun Granny Stew, the fox is trying to make a granny stew, and he has all the ingredients except for a granny. So he would see Muriel. Sorry, I said Eustace for a sec. He would see Muriel. He would pretty much kidnap her. There would be a back and forth between Courage and the fox. Courage would steal Muriel back. Then the fox would do some hijinks, steal her back, yada, yada, yada. It would go out to a point where they are on a plane. Muriel is sleepwalking. And I mean, not like airplane. Think those old planes where there's a guy driving it. It's hard to explain. I'm trying to think exactly. Let's see. Old plane. It'd be pretty much like the one the brothers flew. I forgot. Let's see. Either way, on a plane, Muriel is walking on it. The fox and Courage are trying to save her. But then, well, she somehow manages to survive. And then Courage and the fox get injured, but cartoon logic, they somehow survive. Fox would somehow get the granny and would take her to his lair, getting ready to put her in the stew. But then Courage at the last minute would come falling from the sky. You could guess from where. And well, the fox was on top of the pot, ready to dunk Muriel into the pot stew. And then Courage fell on Muriel, which would then fall on the fox, which would then pretty much put him in the stew. So in overall to beat, that pretty much would be like a 2-3, because it was like a back and forth thing. No really one had more than the other. I would say 3, because in the end, Fox did get Muriel, but then plot, Courage come falling from the sky, and well, Gary did the rest, pretty much helping him secure that win for that part. And that would pretty much end the first episode with 2 wins, Courage, one being the help of with Granny, well, Muriel, and the other, somehow Courage will win. Now, episode 2 would be one of the good ones. It would be The Shadow of Courage / Dr. LeQuack, Amnesia Specialist. Now, before I say anything, Cats and the Cajun Fox are kind of going to be reoccurring enemies. I'm saying kind of for the Fox. Cats, he's going to be reoccurring. And that will actually bring us to LeQuack. He will also be reoccurring in the other seasons and maybe further in the season as well. Now, Shadow of Courage starts off with, I guess you could say, Trillion there, who has everything and was saying he even wants to buy the moon, for Pete's sake. He would die of a heart attack. And, well, he somehow bought a living shadow. I'll let those words sink in. A living shadow. He bought it. Wait. Correction. He didn't buy it, but the shadow was sentient. It decided that it wanted to have an adventurous life, so he thought to live in the shadow of a trillionaire. The guy's life was very sad, man. He bought so many things, didn't really have anyone to care for. He had a butler, but he didn't even treat the butler right. Never really said thank you. So, that happened. And then the shadow would go around causing havoc in the middle of nowhere, which is the name of the town. Yeah, middle of nowhere, that's the name. Either way, eventually he would make it to the farmhouse, where it was nighttime, so it really helped him with the whole shadow thing. He would pretty much play a lot of scares on Eustace, Muriel, and Courage using his shadow abilities, which would be, that's the word. Well, yeah, pretty much shadow abilities. He wouldn't cause physical harm. Think of hand puppets. Wait, not hand puppets. But the best way I can really say this is you put a flashlight, you put your hand up front, and it looks like a dog. he would take it to a whole nother level, making it look like creatures, monsters, objects, and stuff. But that would be in the light. Now, scary factor, I'm take into consideration his original form is pretty much, if anyone here plays Game & Watch, think similar to that. So like a 1 or 2. Well, no, yeah, a 1. Now, take in how he turns into other creatures, monsters and stuff, a 3. And that's only on looks of scary. Actual scary? Nah, I'm sticking to a 1. Now, to beat, him, you don't really need much, because he needs light to be a shadow. So if you're just in a dark room, he can't really do anything. You have light, he'll do something. And even then, that's because it was dark and he had a very limited light from a flashlight. So with that, or window, moonlight, he had the advantage on that part. If it was just in the plain open, like morning, he pretty much would have to stick to certain shadows. As in plants, the shadow of the house. There's a windmill in the setting, so that too. So, difficulty beats wouldn't be that high. Like a 2 at best. Now, plot, to help encourage, well, Courage was just the good. He was an OG in there. I mean, Courage pretty much just used his doctoral degree, which, yeah, a dog is a doctor in psychology, and talked to the shadow. And learned that the shadow, he just wanted to be a star, man. He wanted his own adventures. Where was Eustace and Miria in all of this? Miria was in the bathroom, and Eustace was hiding in the refrigerator. This was after the shadow scared the heck out of Eustace. Eustace. My bad again. What's his name? Seriously. In the end, there was really not much plot like the first two from the first episode, because this is season 1 episode 2. In season 1 episode 1, there's a lot of plot that came into play that helped with being the enemies. And this one, Courage just talked them out. Easy as that. And then, good ending for that part would be that the shadow would go and live in the stars. And I do mean outer space. Before anyone asks, it's cartoon logic. I ain't gonna go all technical and everything about that. Either way, that'll be the first enemy for episode 2. And then we will go on to our second part, which will introduce another reoccurring enemy in this whole Courage the Cowardly Dog seasons, being LeQuack. Not Doctor, it's an alias. Because it's a duck who's a con artist. So he has many aliases, identities, and all that stuff. He's really known for stealing, let's see here, money, diamonds from people, even using them to his advantage and stuff on. In this one, Eustace and Courage were fixing the roof. A board accidentally flew off and bonked Muriel on the head. She forgot who she was. Courage sent a help email to a amnesia specialist, and LeQuack got the email. So pretty much he would show up as a doctor, amnesia specialist, knock out Eustace with a hammer, to be exact. Think like the big cartoony mallet. Knocked them all over the head, knocked them out, placed him in the closet, and then pretty much would try and, what's the word? Oh yeah, find the valuables from Muriel. However, he forgot amnesia. She don't remember Jack. Now, before I forget anything, scary factor for LeQuack, overall design, I give him a 2. The fact that it said he's never been caught, and then later it would show what they mean. I'll bump up to a 3, because the dude is skilled. He is skilled. Difficulty to beat, I'll get to it. Now, in that episode, the quack would not really torture Muriel in what you're probably thinking. He would torture her more as in big goofy feather tickle her feet, toy train, big pie, have her in a spot to where the pie would hit her, that kind of torture. Now, the fact of the matter is, Courage would try to intervene many times, he would get chased, he would escape, then come back, yada yada yada. The quack would hit Muriel over the head with the mallet. That would actually jog her memory back. So, funny thing for that part. And then, in the end of that part, if you recall, the quack would try to capture Courage with, and I quote, a vacuum cleaner. However, it would backfire on him, explode, and then the police would come arrest the quack, and well, Courage would find usage in the closet with amnesia. Then it would show kind of like a cutscene in the end of the quack escaping police custody after a accident would occur, and he would be wearing a police uniform. So taking another identity and escaping. And that would be it for episode 2. Now, overall plot, I'll give it to Courage with a 3, because explosion and the cops would come. He was really pretty much just him trying his best to help him, no outside help, him himself. So I'll give him a 3, unlike the first episode where, yeah, it was a definite plot helped him. Because that dude was on the ropes. Now, season 1, episode 3, introduced to Bigfoot. Bigfoot wouldn't really be an enemy, so to say, more of a character, I guess. Because Bigfoot wouldn't really try to hurt Courage or Eustace and Muriel. It was just a character that, you wouldn't believe this, but had a mom who was a human. It was just a kid with a very, very rare hair disorder that made him look like Bigfoot. Even though he also had big feet, which, another disorder. Bigfoot would scare Courage because he was also afraid of what the Courage would do. Because later in the episode, him being, well, looking like Bigfoot, you would see that there's a mob trying to hurt him. An angry mob. So pitchforks, fire, torches, pitchforks, a couple chains. Yeah, that's scary. In this one, Eustace would pretty much be the villain, more to say, in which, yeah, I'll say here, Eustace, even though he's Courage's half-owner, I guess, he's gonna be one of the main occurring villains in this whole season, because Eustace does not like him. It could be the fact that Muriel likes Courage more, which is understandable. Eustace is a husband that really doesn't care as long as he gets stuff. Think old-fashioned. He works on the farm. He expects her to cook, clean, all that stuff. But he also just sits and watches TV because they don't really have a farm. He has a car, which is old-timey. And, well, pretty much, yeah, I don't know how they function, because how he does pretty much is spend time on his couch reading the newspaper or watching TV. Muriel actually cares about Courage and everything, walks, takes him out and everything like that. So that could be one of the reasons he is jealous of Courage. Also, doesn't help that his mother doesn't really love him that much. Doesn't love the fact that he married Muriel. Also, the mother of him likes Courage more than him himself, so that could be one of the reasons. Now, going back, overall design for Bigfoot, I'm giving him a 3. 3.5 because he does look scary looking. I will say when they're side by side, I expect him to be bigger. Courage is like a good 2 to 3 feet. The Bigfoot, give him like 4.5, maybe 5 feet at best. That's what he looks like. Although I could be wrong. Maybe it might be 6. It's hard to say because a lot of people in there are actually shorter than they appear. So that doesn't really help. Difficulty of beat, I mean, he would defeat him rather easily. They just goofed around with each other, dancing Hawaii style, because they had like the fruit hand and everything. So that's like a 1, honestly. How badly Plot came into helping? I mean, I guess if I. Oh, wait, I am the person that wants this podcast, so I'll give it like a 0.5, because. You can't even say 1 because Plot really didn't come into play. It just goofed around. Now, if the ending of that would come that Bigfoot would actually meet his mother. Eustace would try to capture Bigfoot. I mean, he had the whole chain around his foot saying he's going to get a reward. But the mob seeing this and hearing the story would feel bad. And they would actually free Bigfoot and then chase him out of there. So that was good on their part. Now, we would also be interested to the second part, being Hothead. Now, for this one, main villain would be pretty much Eustace, but it's more of the fact that he is constantly angry. So, he went to the doctor, he got prescribed some medicine to apply to his head for... Because the fact is, he is bald. He wears a cap to cover his baldness. So, I said medicine for anger, but I need to clarify. The medicine was actually for his baldness, but it has a side effect. It does... Well, every time a person gets angry, his face or overall gets red. Think like a... I can't really say deep shade of red color. Think more of a... salmon pink, a little deeper red color, and so forth and so on. But then it would go too bad. If he's more and more angry, he would explode. That's pretty much the whole concept of that episode, with him eventually exploding, but he wouldn't be dead. So I guess you can't really say much about it because it's Eustace. His overall concept is like a 1 to a 2, so it's not really scary. Beating, I mean, Courage is just making sure he doesn't get angry, so I guess 2 to 3. He really didn't try to beat him, but more as trying to save him, even though the guy is ungrateful. An overall Plot, there were some points here and there where he did something cartoony to try and help him not be angry, like tea and everything, foot massage. But yeah, over in the end, he did explode, which honestly, let him. He really didn't help much. Now, we go on to episode 4, which will be one of the highest rated episodes. And honestly, I liked it. It's one of my favorite episodes among there in season 1. I have another favorite, which comes later. Now, we would begin with the demon in the mattress. So, for all my horror movie fans out there, think The Exorcist mixed with this. That would pretty much be what's happening. And I do mean it because they had a mattress lumpy and it become really used and springy. So, they, well, with the guy being cheap, Eustace, he would try to find a free mattress. There'd be an ad. And well, when the mattress showed up, it was pretty much, think Victorian era carriage, dark horses, dark everything, whip, tiny creatures, scary looking. And while they delivered the mattress, it would be really green, fluffy, but the minute, well, at night, when Muriel slept in it, it would a demon possess her. So overall, I would have to rank the demon after taking over Muriel, because it's just a mattress. Ranking that by itself would be like a 0.1. unscary looking. I mean, it's green, so I guess like a 0.2. But after taking over Mirio, I mean, I will say it is scary. Pointy teeth, long orange hair that moves like an octopus. It had the greenish color of, I think like the Hulk, but more light green scale. So I'll give it like a 3. I'll give it a 3 for the first part, because later in that part, it would twist its head like a demon would. So I'll give it up to a 5, because yeah, that'd be creepy as hell. But in terms of in that episode, the demon pretty much beat both Courage and Eustace, in which Courage would use his computer, which is one of the things he would use constantly in this season, to find help. Pretty much being like our Google, his Firefox? The internet? One of the above. Either way, he would find an incantation, kind of like the ones that shamans would use, or that priests would use to exorcise the demons and stuff. And they needed to wear certain stuff and everything. Eustace would wear it first, and he would try the saying, howdy do, hullabaloo, and all that stuff. It didn't work from him. Probably because he was really scared and everything, and he'd be prideful, not have fear when saying it. Because when Courage did it, it worked. And well, difficulty of beat, I guess you would say, that was a 3. How plot came to help me with that? I would say really, it did come into help. Because what they were wearing and what they were saying, it didn't make sense. Like I said, howdy do, hullabaloo, and all those stuff, that's just one part. If you watch that episode, you'll see it's more funny and everything, even though it takes a part out of The Exorcist. In the end, they would defeat the demon. Overall, in that episode, well, they'll pretty much get rid of the mattress and go back to the other one, which they fixed it up a bit to not have springs and everything. So, they're pretty good in that end. However, next it would be Freaky Fred, who will also be a recurring enemy, I guess. He doesn't show up quite as much as the Quack or Cats will, but he does appear like an extra 2 to 3 times. Now, Fred is Muriel's, if I recall, nephew, cousin, something like that. He's related to her somehow. And the thing is, he is a barber. He pretty much has been cutting people's hair ever since young, beginning with a hamster. However, the thing about Fred is he leaves them bald. So, the hamster got shaved hairless. And you pretty much, overall, if you look at him, he looks normal up until his head and hair, where I will say, think Purge Mask from the first, not the first Purge movie title, but like the Purge where it's all the lockdown and everything found the inside. That would be the best way to describe his face. So in terms of scary looking, I'll give him like a 2. Now, he really doesn't hurt people, more of leave them bald. So I would say in terms of difficulty to bait, he'll be like a 1.2, because he's human. Unlike the other ones who are more demonic creatures and stuff like that. He's really just human, just shakes people's heads or animals' fur, which is what he would do in this episode, shaving Courage pretty much hairless and then leave a message saying Fred on his butt. The thing about Fred is he was from a psychiatric ward, because he'd been shaving people's heads and stuff like that crazily. So Courage called the psychiatric ward. They came and took him away.
And Muriel had no clue of this. She just thought they were getting along. And Eustace in this, well, he pretty much would just go out of the house and go do other stuff. I mean, other stuff. Like, he would even go to the beach, not caring at all for that. So that really didn't help. In terms of plot, well, I mean, it was lucky that Courage found the band and had a phone somehow, because the log didn't have pockets. And he pretty much called them to help him, so that was pretty useful. So in terms of plot, I guess I had to say like a 2. Two in terms of plot. And that pretty much would end season 1, episode 4. Now, we would go to our next episode, being season 1, episode 5. And this would be Night of the Weremole / Mother's Day. And as I said earlier in this episode, Eustace does not like Courage because the mother likes Courage more than he does, and yada yada yada. If I'm recalling correctly, he decided to take Courage with him to help kind of like put his mother at ease with him because she likes Courage and not him. He would give her chocolates, flowers, and stuff like that. However, she really didn't like it. And well, in that episode, apparently they hate each other, but then overall, they would actually just make up and hug because they actually loved each other. She's just afraid to admit it and everything. And overall, that part would have a nice ending. However, Night of the Weremole, yeah, that was problematic. Because, as the title suggests, Weremole, for all my werewolf fans out there, you could pretty much guess what this part entails. The weremole would pretty much be a mole. It's an animal that usually lives underneath, nose, tongue, well, no, has a long tongue, a sharp nose, claws and stuff. Doesn't really come out during the day, more as the night, and stays in the ground. Now, the weremole would bite Muriel. She would get hurt, and then she would start showing signs of change, which later in the night she would change into a weremole. Now, Courage would use his computer to try and get help to see what is happening in the first place and find out that the weremole is a creature that can turn others into weremoles. And would also find out that the weremole only comes out at full moons, like werewolf full moon, and the weremole usually has two prey, rabbits or bunnies. Rabbits, and people. Usually, if it bites a bunny or rabbit, it's its prey. A person, it'll turn another person to a weremole, pretty much repopulating the weremole sting. Overall, scariness of the weremole? I put like a 2, 2 or 3. Not really that scary. Difficulty to beat? In werewolf lore, you can defeat it with silver. In cartoon lore, never really talked about how to defeat a weremole. More of Courage was trying to find a cure for Muriel, in which it would be getting a piece of the hair from the weremole that bit you. Which, hearing that, sounds pretty hard because if there's more than one weremole, then you gotta try and your luck and find the right one. It's gonna be a game of hair in a haystack. Needle in a haystack buys a hair because he's trying to find weremole hair in a haystack, which, that's gonna be a problem. In the end, Courage would get the hair after disguising himself as a rabbit, and not getting bitten by the weremole, because if he did, then he would be turning into one too. Got the hair, and would use it to make an adult for Muriel, helping her become human again. So how badly did the plot come into this? The fact that Courage didn't get bitten, I'd probably say a 2 in the plot. I'd say 2 in plot for this. And that pretty much would end Night of the Werewolf / Mother's Day, Season 1, Episode 5. Now there's still Episode 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Yeah.
There were a lot of episodes this season.
Now, Season 1, Episode 6 would have the Duck Brothers and Shirley the Medium. Both will be more or less reoccurring. Shirley the Medium isn't really an enemy or foe. She's a psychic that sells objects that have mystical powers, so to say. In that one, Shirley pretty much placed a curse on Eustace because he would con her out of a locket / pendant for Muriel, which was only like $5, but he decided to give her a oil well when it would be an oil bill and everything. So she would pretty much curse him to where they would fight with each other. Now, Courage won't be affected by this. It'll only be Muriel and Eustace. They would fight over little things, which will later become big things. And, well, Courage being the dog he is, try to find a way to fix this. Then Shirley, the medium, would see that she had three orbs or globes. One showing Eustace and Muriel fighting. Another one showing a guy and a girl, banana. I mean, yeah. Think human body, banana head. They would actually be hugging each other. And it would show that they actually cared for one another, the banana people. They didn't care what they looked like and everything. Shirley being touched by this would turn them back into humans as they would live happily. Courage seeing this would get an idea and help Eustace take away the pain from Muriel as she had, hard to say, things like a bug on her foot that kept on biting her toe. The bug would transfer over to Eustace, and then this would show Shirley that he loved Muriel to take away her pain. And well, he lifted the curse, and that's how they would be fine. Overall, Shirley's not really that evil. Scary looking. Like, even like a 2 at best. Because I would say she does look kind of ippy. Not creepy, but ippy. So I'll give it like a 2. Difficult to beat. I mean, wasn't really that hard. You just needed some motivation. So I'll give it like a 0.1 there. Because overall, just don't be stingy. That's it. How badly plot came into helping? Hard to say. Because if the thing is, they would take stuff from each other back and forth. And well, the only thing, if not for that bug on her foot, and then he needed to take it, and they were leaving her the pain from the bug bite on her foot. So I guess a 3 for plot? It's hard to explain for that part, because she wasn't really an enemy. She would actually later become more like a ally, I guess you could say. Kind of like the doctor, he's an ally, and so is the computer. So she would also become an ally. Now you go back to the beginning of this episode, being the Duck Brothers. Now, don't get them confused with Le Quack. He's a separate duck. The Duck Brothers are alien ducks. Yes, alien ducks. I said it. And that's true. Alien ducks. They will come to rescue their triplet brother. Now, to do this, they had mind control helmets, which they would place on Muriel and Eustace, and then control them with controllers. By controllers, think, I guess you could say, anyone here familiar with the Atari control, something like that. Hard to explain, because yeah, it's pretty much hard to explain the controller part. Helmet wise, it's goofy as hell. They're alien ducks. They really don't look that scary, so they like rank at least, at best, a 1 on a 1 to 5 scale of scariness. Difficulty to beat. I'll give them more credit because they did have alien technology. So I would say like a 2.5 at best. The way Courage beat them, though, was a Rock'em and Sock'em robot battle where they would control Eustache while he controlled Muriel. And I mean Rock'em and Sock'em, that old board game where you'd push buttons on a robot and whoever's head came up first would lose. It would pretty do that a best of three, where Courage would win one round, then the Ducks, and then a tie. And then Courage, using his psychology degree, would talk to them and they would explain why they did it, because they were trying to help their brother, because they were gonna the government was gonna cook the brother duck. And well, they controlled Courage. Courage got the duck back, and then they were all happy and the Ducks left. So overall plot, I guess I give it like a 0.5 to 1, because again, it would be thanks to Courage's psychology that he would save the day. This dog is scared of many things, yet he's smart as hell that he just has to go psychology mode and help him. And that'll be how you would end episode 6. Now, I don't know if I should continue because I'm at 47 minutes and there's still 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. So I guess this one we're going to leave off for the episode. I will try and make us a part 2 for this. It will be pretty much Courage and His Foes season 1 part 1. And then I'll do a Courage and His Foes season 1 part 2 for this, because yeah, it's going to be a something series. So I'll see y'all next time, or probably in a day. Later.